On this episode of The Flatus Show, number 48, an audio trip down 9th Avenue, New York City. Also, I finished the Easter Seals walk today, and thank all my listeners who contributed, though those who haven't can contribute more, or those who haven't should contribute, or whatever, but those who contributed don't have to contribute anymore. Also, I didn't put this in the show, but thank you for signing the Frapper Map SD Mark. This and more. The Flatus Show, starring Kenty and Jose. Welcome to The Flatus Show. Tab for my diet. Delicious. Welcome to The Flatus Show. What the hell was that? The tab went down the wrong pipe. Oh, it hurts. Oh, I got food caught in my mouth. I'm sorry I'm making that noise. Anyway, welcome to The Flatus Show. I'm Kenty. Jose is in the other room taking a nap. I just got back from the Easter Seals walk. It was a 5K walk. 5 kilometers. In Boston, Artisani Park. And I was walking with the company I work for. They had a team. And so I walked with them, and I got to meet some other employees, which I don't, see on an everyday basis. So it was fun. Okay, again, let's see here. Easter Seals. I want to give a special thanks to the three people who have donated to that cause. Max Treehonk, who donated $75, or gave $75. Darren, one of our new listeners, donated $25. And then an anonymous person who put somebody as their name voted. Listen to me. I'm on crack. Donated or gave $50. So that was my $150. That was my goal. However, you can still donate. Now that I have done the walk, your donation, you can donate whatever you like. So, if you want, donate more. Go ahead. Go for it. $10, whatever, to go over that $150 mark. But they're collecting money for the next 2 weeks for people who did not donate beforehand. Okay? So, it is a good cause. These kids and people and adults, they help everybody with, I don't want to say disability because I hate that, challenges which generally the general population does not have, dealing with wheelchairs and physical challenges, lack of feet, arms, whatever, feeding tubes. However, all of these people I met today have a zest for life, and they live life, and they make no excuses, and they don't feel sorry for themselves, and Easter Seals helps them achieve that. Not to feel, bad. Not to feel like they're less of a person. Because they aren't. They're true, full-blooded humans, just like you and I. I was thinking to myself, 100 years ago, people born with these kind of disabilities would not have survived at all, past the early childhood. Or generally would not have survived. And those that did survive probably ended up in freak shows. There's a picture of a guy who had no arms and legs. He was born in, he was just a trunk, basically, and he was the worm. And he was in a freak show. I saw that in a book called Very Special People. But, you know what? But there are there are freak shows. But these people can do what they want. They're not resigned to live in the shadows of society. And to be gawked at as oddities because they're human. Human! Which is something that we talk about On a recent podcast called What I Believe Podcast, which is Big C and I got together and we decided to have a conversation about different things of what we believe and have various people on. We've had Randy and Andy from Two Guys, One Brain in Port from Washington. And we had Big C's uncle, Mark. Yeah, Mark. And I believe Mark listens. Hi, Mark. Here I'm going off on all directions. Now, Mark has written me. I was asking him if he wants to do a podcast or help me do a segment. And so he has sent me something, which I'm going to read. It's about Stonewall. So I will read that a little bit later as we get into this. Mark has a unique he was there. He wasn't at the Stonewall riot, but he was, you know, of that age. So he knew what it was like before Stonewall and after Stonewall. And my partner, too. He wasn't at Stonewall, but he knows what it was like in Boston, at least, pre and post Stonewall. And I will read that. Where am I getting at all this? Okay, yeah. So What I Believe podcast, I'm going to try to put a link in my notes if I can remember. But if you go to whatibelievepodcast.com, I believe you'll find the link there. Okay. Talking about other podcasts, I've been listening to some new podcasts, which I really am digging. I don't know why I just said that, because that really is a grammatical structure which I detest. But anyway, new podcast I am listening to, which I dig. How's that? I don't want to use the future progressive or whatever it is. Okay. First one is, I've mentioned this before, I've played the promo, is Hot Fossils and Rebel Matters. Ninja and her partner Special K host the show. Ninja's the main host, but Special K's been on every episode. But I get the impression that Ninja is the host. It's an excellent show. Look it up, find it. It's on iTunes. It's an excellent show. I just love it. Love it so much. Another podcast is Tranny Wreck. And it's a gal from Portland, Oregon. And I've been listening to her. She's a transsexual. A tranny. Sorry. I have food issues in my teeth right now. So, okay, Tranny Wreck is an excellent podcast. Now, I remember listening to that podcast when it first came out, like the first two or three, and I was like, what the hell is this all about? You know, I just, you know, I really forget what the shows were about. But, however, Rebecca has come, like, just really terrific shows. Great format. She does, I think, a better job with what is the right word, with marketing or showing off what pod show music has to offer, because she plays a wide variety of music and all of it's very good, with different artists and a different sound for each one. And I've liked a lot what I've heard on the shows. Generally, I don't like listen to music on podcasts, but what she plays, I do. Many times I listen to the whole song, or at least, you know, the first verse or so, and then I'll just fast forward because I don't like listening to music on podcasts. But she does a really great job with that. And I don't know. Adam Curry should pay her to do that, because she does it so well. I mean, if you really want to show off what there is to offer in pod safe music. Oh, pardon me. It's the tab. Okay. The other day I was thinking to myself about pod safe music, and I've decided that, you know, they say it's not pod safe. Well, I'm going to be positive about this. The positive word to use is pod dangerous music. So there is pod safe music and then pod dangerous music. And so that's what I think. You shouldn't say it's not pod safe. You should say it's pod dangerous. Okay? So okay, Tranny Rack and Hot Fossils and Rebel Matters, they're the two newest podcasts I've been really digging, which is, I hate saying that. Gosh darn it, why did I say it? It's in the general, what's that? It's in the air, you know. It's in my ear, and I can't stand it. It's like I'm loving it, McDonald's. Oh, it makes me want to vomit every time I hear that. I'm loving it. Oh, man. No wonder this country is behind. Okay, What I Believe podcast, which I mentioned before, there's actually three episodes. The first two are up, Raising Religion, and then the other one is about education in America. No podcasts are left behind. The newest one is called Stereotypes. Now, I'm going to check the webpage so I can give you that information, but I believe it is What I Believe podcast.com. Big C has done a great job on the website, and that is it, whatibelievepodcast.com. He's done a really terrific job on this page. Now, I have to give him a description for my little biography, but I'm really bad at that because I have a hard time, you know, writing good things about myself, I guess. I don't know. Or just writing biographical things. Talking about it, I guess I can write something. Okay, so anyway, yeah, What I Believe podcast, there's this week's episode. What I Believe 2 is still up. So the third episode is not up yet. Come on, cocksucker. Okay. But I'm at Kenty at whatibelievepodcast.com. So you can write to me. And there's a Frapper map, too. And the ending, it's like frapper.com/WIB. So you go visit that. Yeah, What I Believe. And so we're looking for all sorts of different people. So if you're interested in being on that show, let me know, and I'll give you the date that we do it. We do a Skype, and Big C records it all. So you don't have to do any kind of recording at your house and send it somewhere, though. I think it'd probably sound better if we each recorded our end of the conversation and just sent it over to Big C. But it seems to be working that he can record it, so we'll see. But yeah, that's that. Okay, where am I here? Am I even recording this, I hope? Did I? Yeah, okay, it's recording. That would have been really awful because I just, you know, spent a long time. The Frapper team. What? You know, I have like three different Frapper. Every time I go to Frapper to sign up to sign on somebody's page, I get a new account. So I have like three accounts. Okay. Mark is Big C's uncle. He was on the last episode of What I Believe. We were talking about stereotypes. And he's a gay man. And I don't know his age, but because he was, working in New York, he wasn't there in, let's see here. Well, he was, let's say he was 18 or 20 at that time. So what's he make him? Whatever. 59, 58. Okay. So I'm going to read this, email he sent about Stonewall. Cause I asked him actually several questions. Now let me find the original. Let's see here. Oh, and he also has a song. He's written a song, which, pardon me, which I'm going to play on my ukulele, but I have to learn it first. So, okay. This is what I sent to Mark. I would like to know what it meant to you when Stonewall happened and what it means to you now. Also, how did Stonewall affect public policy at that time regarding gays, and how is it affecting policy now? Also, what will the legacy of Stonewall be in the future? So that was my question. And if any of my listeners also are, let's see, if any of my listeners are in the same boat, meaning they knew what it was like before and after Stonewall, and can, you know, look at history in that kind of span, then let me know. Give me a voice comment. You can call me at 206-339-JOSE or leave me an email at kenty@theflatedshow.com. You can send me an MP3 file, and I'd be glad to play it. Since this is Gay Pride Month, It'd be good to learn these things from what, you know, other views. And Mr. Ayers responded this way. I was not at the Stonewall riot. Damn it. So, I guess he would have been right there with all the drag queens throwing rocks at the police. But anyway, I want to continue. I was a member of the Stonewall Inn, a private club in those dark pre-gay rights days. Most, if not all, gay bars in New York were private clubs with dubious claims to a legal liquor license. No, I was in Miami working summer stock, pursuing my career as a stage manager. A girlfriend of mine sent me a clipping from the Village Voice which claimed the riot was sparked by the recent death of Judy Garland. This piece of fantasy journalism was written by a gay reporter. He was not yet publicly out. Yes, queers did not riot in defense of their civil rights or because of police harassment. No, it was because Dorothy had finally gone bye-bye over the rainbow. So that's what journalists said, you know. Oh, well, they're just upset because Judy Garland's dead. Yeah, right. Like I said in an earlier episode, never cross a drag queen. Because she'll turn you around and fuck you faster than she can put on glitter. Okay, so I returned to New York shortly after Labor Day and the streets of that year, and the streets belonged to the gays. The cops were notably absent. Gay bars sprang up like mushrooms overnight. Gay men exploded into the streets and were celebrating everywhere, and loudly and nakedly. And I was not in Kansas anymore. Oh yeah, there was a lot of abandoned sex at that time. The sexual revolution of the 60s got a whole new gang of recruits. Drill Sergeant took on different meaning. Bette Midler sang at the gay baths. And for every bar that sprang up, there was a new political organization, none or most of which survived any longer than the instant bars. What all of this turmoil did for me, personally, was at first confusing. I frankly didn't understand what the ad hoc politicians were saying. But I did understand at a gut level that I was in the middle of a cultural revolution. It took almost 10 years for me to find a place for myself in the movement. I became a writer and editor with a gay newspaper in Norfolk, Virginia. Although Virginia is without doubt one of the most conservative states around, nonetheless, that little newspaper confronted the powers that be, and the bigots, and the fag bashers, and the Bible bullies. I am proud to have been part of that. One of our battles got the attention of the Supreme Court, settled locally, so didn't take the case to D.C. But those cute law clerks sure knew who we were. Politics make bedfellows. Stonewall is the gay community's Boston Tea Party, and we justly celebrate it with Gay Pride Day, which is Mardi Gras and Carnival and New Year's Eve all rolled into one. Yeah, our most outrageous citizens march out there. We are a colorful tribe. I love us. Well, thank you, Mark, for that description of a first-hand experience from that time. Let me close my email here. I will be learning his song and performing it in the future. It's called Love Most Bruised, and the words are from Dionysus. From Dionysus. Was it one of the Greek plays? So, have I said everything? I have my notes. So, without further ado, we'll begin the show. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Get the idea for you. I was thinking about the birding spot on the Flata show, and I thought what might be a good idea is to have some kind of musical lead-in or like the two guys have with the Spanish Moment, something like that. Like you could play a song, like I was thinking of Messiaen, some bird music of Messiaen, or even a pop song like Bluebirds or Bluebirds. Yeah, or something, you know. Or Listen to the Mockingbird, that's a song. Something like that. I was also thinking of maybe doing it as a first spot, an introduction to birding on Cape Ann, because it's such an important birding site. It's big migratory paths and lots of winter birds and, you know, migratory pathways for warblers and other birds. So that'd be fun. That would be one idea. Another idea would be to do a spot on, to do things that, like, I cannot do on Mass Bird because they're so straight-laced, to do something about my favorite birds or, you know, bird experiences that I've had that they, you know, would be too wild for Mass Bird. That's what I would like to do. Something looser. What was the other thing you wanted me to do? Birding and... what else? You said two. There were two things. Birding and something else. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, this is my idea. I'm sitting out on the deck now, having a Manhattan with old overcoat, and you're in Boston at the dinner, so having a little evening. And I'll have some more ideas as we go along in the evening, and I'll let them, you know what they are. Okay, for ladies, bye-bye. Kenty, my guess this year is that the grapes will not be as good as they were last year, because it rained a lot. Didn't we have a year where it rained a lot and the grapes weren't that good?
Time sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold, unfeeling light. And listen to the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to the darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of your life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to soar. And you'll live as you never lived before. Softly, deftly, music shall caress you. Hear it, feel it, secretly possess you. Open up your mind, let your fantasies unwind in the darkness which you know you cannot fight. The darkness of the music of the night. Let your mind start to journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the world you knew before. Let your soul take you where you long to be. Only then can you belong to me. Floating, falling, sweet intoxication. Touch me, trust me, savor each sensation. Let the dream begin, let your darker side give in to the power of the music that I write. That power of the music of the night. You alone can make my song take flight. Help me make the music of the night.
I'm on to watch the street, but I'm on the 9th Avenue, and it looks like they're setting up for some sort of street festival. There's these you know, sausage and green pepper and onion tents, and there's an African ethnic or African like instrument booth, and t-shirts. They're setting it up right now. Very interesting to see this. 9th Avenue is really nice. It's a, you know, just a few blocks over from Broadway. I'm at 51st Street. And it's a whole other world. There's a lot of restaurants. There's an African restaurant, Indian restaurant. I'll come here for dinner tonight. There's Go Sushi. It's actually downhill as well. Across the street. There's a taxi coming. Almost get hit by a taxi. Crazy. Oh, here's a neat looking restaurant. Oh, it's vinyl. Look at this. It's all... Everything's vinyl on it. I wonder what time this opens. Sandwiches, burgers, brunch, wraps. Love it. Oh, man, that's a great looking restaurant. And it all happens on 9th Avenue. Nail, bookkeeping, income tax. Little tchotchke shop. Statue of Lazarus. What I'm looking for is used sheet music store. Listen to the McDonald's. Petland.
Tainted.
Oh, there's a German Shepherd in Worldwide Safety Lines. I guess he's the window dressing. He didn't look too frightening, though. Until the master uses the special word. Sick. Bulbtronics. It's a bulb store. I mean, light bulbs. There's a... Duane Reade is apparently a big pharmacy here. It seems to be on every corner. So I guess it's specifically made for traditional people cooking plantains. Now this morning, this is all in relief. I'm looking at this in relief to it's, you know, in front of. Okay, I'll just say in relief of. On CNN, they're talking about the immigration law, and Linda Chavez was on it. I just don't trust her. She is something slick about her. Oh, look at the gallery. Something slick about her I don't like. And I just don't like her. So anyway, she's talking about immigrants and stuff and how they earn, I don't know, $30,000 to $60,000 if they've been here for 10 years. Now, if, I mean, not to make any judgments, but many of the vendors along the street here are ethnic. Look like immigrants, but you know, they're either Asian or Hispanic. So, I mean, they'd be making a pretty penny if, and of course, you know, they might be citizens. So you don't know. This is really stupid of me to even say. So I won't go on before I've already said something dumb. Okay, this is Starbucks. I will not drink coffee at a Starbucks. That's okay. Okay, no cars coming. The sounds of the city.
What's up?
I was like, this Chinese, this Asian, I'm not gonna say Chinese, I don't know what they are, but this is Asian tent, and they have all this yellow liquid in these bowls. Oh, look at this. That cake looks so good. It's a bakery. Look at that. Clinton glass in here. There's a bird's nest. Is this a little, like, antique shop or something? It's a framing shop.
When I drove by...
Galaxy Cafe. Oh, you know what? I had a bottle of water. Oh, here it is. It's in my pocket. It's like, did I throw away my bottle of water? So 7 minutes so far. Okay, every few booths, I see this, like, industrial onion slicer. It's this round thing attached to a table, and they turn it with one hand and push the onion through with the other hand. I wonder how many fingers were... Oh, there's the mercury bar. See, I think I might have ADD. There's, like, too much input. All these stores, you know? And, you know, it makes you wonder, like, how much is the rent for this little space? And how much money do they make? You know, how much money can they earn? So I'm at 45th Street. Jesus Christ. I think I'm going to come up on Broadway. French crepes. Here's some French people, but they don't look French. But, you know, who knows? They're selling crepes here. Do you know what the festival is here?
9th Avenue Food Festival.
Oh.
Today and tomorrow.
Great. It's 9th Avenue Food Festival. And just, well, there's more than food. There's, like, clothes, too. T-shirts and... Wow, look at that. I mean, this is the 44th. I'm down the 44th. And it starts back at, like, 64th Street, 63rd Street. So there's a lot of restaurants along here. You know, the other day I almost fell into a manhole. Oh, Don Giovanni Ristorante. Kempta Bar, Moroccan Tapas and Lounge. Are you any further? I don't want to wait here because there's a car coming. Chipotle. Psychic Burritoville. The Irish Rogue. Aren't these great look sounding restaurants? I take a lot of Italian sausage. Oh, look, a hat. Oh, with a, like a Chinese coolie with the... West Way Diner. Nice. Okay, if you ever come to New York, go to, if you want to find restaurants, or just, like, just look at all the restaurants, and you'll certainly find something to eat. 9th Avenue. West Side. Well, it is the West Side. That's where the 9th Avenue is. But the, Lincoln Center. You go up to Lincoln Center, get off at 66th. Or 59th Street's probably far enough, but walk over to 9th Avenue. And there's a million restaurants, especially around like 45th Street. Now, Broadway is just a few blocks over, so that's probably why all the restaurants are here. Dinner and Shay. So it's 9:30. It's heating up here. So I want to get back to to Lincoln Center at 10 o'clock when Rayburn's opens, because I want to look and see if they have... Yesterday. I didn't say that about lunch. I had a bagel and they had the sandwich menu. It said $6.95 for a sandwich and then it said $2.50 for quarter pound. I was like, what do you mean by a quarter pound? Oh, that is just the meat, sir. So I was like, what the hell's that? Crazy New Yorkers. So I guess they slap the meat in your hand. And that's that. So we're at 42nd Street. So this is where I'm going to turn. I'm going to go back up. I'm going to go up to Broadway. And then walk back on Broadway. The lamb lies down on Broadway. So... this is very busy here at 42nd Street. So I don't see any Nitas. Too bad I don't have a camera. It's all these wonderful colors and textures to the buildings. And I was noticing this earlier and I didn't have the sound equipment on. They had the buildings, like there was an old church, okay? And there's a high-rise built right next to it. I mean, right next to it. They were touching. Which reminds me of somebody I know who as a child and to this day does not like food to touch. Different foods to touch each other on a plate. So everything has to be far enough away, like the peas can't touch the... Oh, look at that. There's a bird flying. The peas can't touch the potatoes or, you know, everything has to be separate. But these buildings in New York, they're right next to each other. Old buildings. And they're right next to these high rises. And they're building. Okay, every time I've been to New York, it's in a constant state of flux. And I wonder how many of these businesses have, you know, been here. Here's the Laugh Factory. Ha ha! There's a subway at 42nd and 8th Street. That's the A, C, and E line. Take the A train. I think that goes all the way up to the Bronx. Uh-oh, this is very busy. It's 8th. And there's the famous advertisements. Oh yeah, you should see the... all the big signs here. On the side of a building, there's a giant cell phone. Like you need to be reminded. Okay, I guess you just have to cross. Cars keep coming. But I have a bottle of water for protection. Maybe I should go to St. Patrick's and have it blessed. New York. Now this is really neat to see this. Okay, this is 42nd Street. It's very neat. Oh! Madame Tussauds. And there's a giant hand at the top of the building holding this stick, and then on the side of the stick it says Madame Tussauds. So that's the Wax Museum. There's a Yankees clubhouse. They sell uniforms and all sorts of sexual, erotic baseball items. Universal News. Everything is giant here. It's like, this is an old building. What is it? Oh, the Pajama Game with Harry Connick Jr. on 42nd Street. Oh my God, there's a giant Miss Kitty. Hello Kitty. There's a giant Hello Kitty Emporium right on 42nd Street. Now I know Andy from Two Guys, One Brain has the largest collection of Hello Kitty in the Vancouver, Washington area.
Kept my promise, and don't keep your distance. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you all through my kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
I feel like a tourist. Oh, there's the Lion King. Right next to a McDonald's. Okay, the Lion King is at the Amsterdam Theater. That looks like it maybe was built in the 50s, 40s. It looks like a diner. And right next to it is this huge building. Oh, there's another Sprint Samsung flip phone. Nextel. Sprint. Yes, you can. Oh, here's the new Victory Theater. What is in it? You can't see everything. You know, this is a city where everywhere you look, you'll see something different every day. There's a big subway stop with all of the lines. Okay. With a Target ad. Oh. It's insane. So I'm walking. Oh, wow. Tarzan, the movie. Singular. Okay, you look down the street and all of these huge buildings, one after the other, lined up like library books. There's the Hard Rock Cafe. Reuters. Oh, wow. Reuters News. That is a really cool building. It has this, like, I don't know how to describe it. Oh, there's Breezy Cloudy, St. Cloud, Dow Jones. I'm just reading everything. So Johnny has told me that I'll just pick up anything to read. And it's true, I just read anything. So my eyes are always looking. Look, across the street here, 7th Avenue. And this is Times Square. It's an old building. This is just amazing. Okay, this is Times Square. If I go down to Times Square. I cross. I'm going to go down Times Square. Is that Microsoft Office in your pocket? No, it's my penis. Windows Mobile. The original king of bullying, King Tut. Here, everything is it. A state of flux here. There's buildings being built everywhere. Oh, here's the Times Square 42nd Street Station. And the New York Police Department outpost is right here to report any kind of crime. The Sister of Crime. Okay, I think I can cross here. U.S. Armed Forces recording station is right here, too. So that you can go to Iraq and have your ass blown halfway between Babylon and Upper Persia. William Burroughs. Oh, there's a tattoo window in the Hard Rock Cafe. Person giving a tattoo to another person. Yeah, mannequins, I think. And the smell of urine just wafts through the air. When I think of urine, I think of Broadway. An advertisement. I was going to talk about William Burroughs and William Burroughs had great names for I need to move to tie my shoe here. Sorry.
If you were the only girl in the world. the same old way. A garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do. Upper boob baboon, upper baboon asshole.
That's one of the names of the places. So when I think of New York, I think of William Burroughs' place names. But it really is something else to see. I mean, it's all electronics. I'm surprised that my earphones are picking up the clicking. There's the Schubert or Monty Python standby. Okay, we're crossing. It's a red hand, but we're crossing them. Going against the grain. Okay, here's MTV, the store. Hi, Adam Carey. Oh, they have Adam Carey's videos from his proctologist. Adam Carey's colonoscopy. Music chosen by Adam Carey. From Pod Show, Saint Music. PodSafe Music at PodShowMusic.com or whatever the hell it is. Oh, Mr. Peanut. Oh, my favorite advertising icons. You know, just the salty goodness of peanuts. Okay, here is here's a marquee, The Drowsy Chaperone, a new musical comedy. Never heard of it, but it's new. Jane Roberts. Oh, wow. Sutton Foster. I'm sorry. Bert, Beatrice, Beth Leavell, Danny. Oh, it has Sutton Foster. That looks good. I wish I would have known about this. I would have seen this. Of Sweeney Todd.
Oh, I'm so upset.
Maybe I can get tickets to this and skip Lazier Horror. Nah. I'm too sophisticated. So sophisticated. I'm gonna run across the street. So if you hear me, you hear a large, like, you know.
Hello, for the bus. Julia Roberts, 3 days of rain.
That's a guy scalping tickets to a Julia Roberts play. Okay, there is The Wedding Singer, a new musical. Hairspray, Chicago. Let's see what else they have. The Producers, Chicago. Lestat, the musical. The Spelling Bee. Solstice. Oh, no. Oh, look at that car. It's like a big Coca-Cola, Samsung. Same thing you really have to see yourself, so. So, listen, latest show listeners, if you're ever interested in doing this next year, maybe I can find out who's interested and I can get a New York tour, you know? We'll find a hotel and
find some place for a tour, like a group of us can go to. Ring of Fire. Or How My Asshole Got Burned. I ate too many jalapeno poppers. I ate jalapeno poppers. That's the 11th hour number, which is the what sells the show. It comes usually at 11 o'clock. And it's a ballad. It's like in Maine. I stood and looked at him, and he was beautiful. But the years go by, as you believe in me. So, for Ring of Fire, the musical, the 11th hour song could be Jalapeno Poppers. I thought it was just a lark. At the Americana Bistro, I ate them with some beer. But then, the next morning, as I sat on the porcelain, flames shot out of my ass. And I thought it would never end. Flame shot out of his ass. Flame shot out of his ass. He ate the jalapeno poppers. Poppers. And then you have a chorus of girls and boys dressed as jalapeno poppers. And they can be singing, dancing, an extravaganza. Diarrhea and flames. Here's the colony. Sheet music. They have a great collection of sheet music. If I had more money, I'd buy more scores. And I could play them for you on my ukulele. That's where I'm going today. After Dud here, going to pop strawberries. They're out of season. There's a poor farmer in Africa being screwed by the system because Fat Mary and her yearning for strawberry shortcake out of season. Blinking, I've learned one thing, New York. The blinking red hand means you can go. Oh, there's the Winter Garden. Okay, yeah. There's an Applebee's connected to the Winter Garden Theater where Mamma Mia is playing. That's where Cats was for so many years. You know, the thing with New York is this. The thing is, it's a group of Asian girls. And they all look like Sandra Oh. So anyway, about New York is, I was looking for a store. I looked it up in the phone book. And I'm walking. I'm hot now. I have to wear my coat because I have my stuff in it. Plus, it's a little cool out there. Anyway, the thing about these addresses is it said Rayburn's Music at 62nd and Columbus. So I'm thinking, well, I'm at 64th Street. Just go down a couple blocks and, you know, should be on the corner, right? But any other address, if you said 62nd and Columbus, it would be on the corner, wouldn't it? Well, I looked and looked and looked. Finally, I found a migrant Mexican window washer, and I asked him, and I said, where's Rayburn's Music Store? I'm like, Music Store, Musica, And I made this sort of guitar motion. And he, oh no, right over there, gringo. You see with that lady with the hat? And I was, oh, the color part? That's it. What do you say? The Color Purple, the musical. It's right here. Oh, look. Late Show with David Letterman. It's all right here. Oh, there's vomit. All right here. So I'm reporting from New York. It's Saturday, May 21st. At about 9:45. And I'm on Broadway.
You've been listening to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at 206-339-JOSE. Or you can reach me at kenty@theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.